Lesson 6A. Exercises 6 and 7.
So, Wilson, what do you believe happened here?
It's simple, isn't it? A thief climbed in through the window and stole the painting.
Maybe. Or maybe that's just what somebody wants us to think.
What do you mean, Inspector?
Well, let's look at the evidence. Starting at the window. Now, look outside. What can you see?
A flower bed with some roses.
Exactly. A flower bed. And the ground. Is it dry or wet?
Well, it must be quite wet. We've had a lot of rain recently.
But there are no footprints in the flower bed. How could the thief walk across the flower bed to the window without leaving footprints?
You're right. Good point.
Now, the ashtray is on the floor. How did it get there?
The thief knocked it off the windowsill when he climbed through the window.
Really? Can you see any mud on the windowsill?
No.
So, how is it possible that the thief climbed in through the window without leaving footprints in the flower bed or mud on the windowsill?
I suppose...
It isn't possible, Wilson. What we're dealing with here is a setup. Somebody has arranged the room to look as if a burglary has taken place. Look at the coffee table. What do you notice?
It's got a footstool on top.
Why has it got a footstool on top?
Because the thief wanted to climb up.
There was no thief, Wilson. But look how carefully the footstool was put on top of the coffee table. There isn't a scratch. A thief wouldn't be so careful.
No, I see what you mean.
Who would be so careful, Wilson? Think about it.
I suppose...
The owner of the table. He wouldn't want to damage it, would he?
No, he wouldn't want to...
So, the owner of the table, the owner of Riverford Manor, has arranged everything in this room to look like a burglary. But the burglary didn't happen.
So where's the oil painting?
That's what we need to find out. And I think we should ask its owner.